Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in about 7.5 minutes with Wayne Paul, brother of Dr. Ron Paul. I'm going to play a clip of him from the Obama deception live at PrisonPlanet.tv and the audio over the radio. So that's coming up. Stay with us. She'll be with us for 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we're going to have Dr. Labo and her husband, General Stubblebine, on the show talk about the whole eugenics agenda. But Wayne Paul is coming up. So stay with us. Right now, let's keep going to your calls. Let's talk to Jason in Colorado, then Kay, Ronnie, Philip, Ronnie, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Jason.
Hey, Alex. This is Jason calling from the beautifully Fed-infested state of Colorado. I just wanted to see if you actually had a chance to look at the WHO update for July 16th regarding the swine flu. And the reporting
yeah, they say we're level six, and they're getting ready for global forced inoculation of three shots. And here in Austin, they have the public already admitting, the newscast says it isn't even the right flu, but the public doesn't care. And the kids are all lining up to get the special shot the government wants you to have. And, of course, it will come out later that they're all going to be sterile or have brain tumors. But, you know, folks don't know the government's killers. You really can't blame them being gullible. It's like your dog that trusts you. If you were to take it out in the backyard, it would trust you as you put a .45 to its head and blew its head off. They're just as trusting as a Labrador retriever.
Yep. Let me expand on that just for a second, Alex. What I'm referring to is that the World Health Organization had been coming out with daily updates every 2 to 3 days with the number of confirmed cases and the number of deaths in each country. Today they came out with a report that says that they are no longer requiring countries to submit regular reports of individual laboratory-confirmed cases and deaths to the World Health Organization.
Well, I mean, what is it? I mean, there's several different tracking systems. What is it? It's, 170-something I checked last week on the World Health Organization. What are they saying it is right now?
It was on July 6th. It was at right around 97,000. It had jumped 30% from the
previous week. No, I'm talking about deaths.
No, they are not reporting it. They have not updated it since July 6th. That's what I'm telling you.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm saying, what is the number? You're not listening. I don't have it in front of me. What I'm asking you is, what is the last number they're giving for deaths?
I'd have to go in to look at the...
I think it's 170-something. I checked it last week. But the
correct.
Yes, because it's all hype. It's all a lie. It's all much ado about nothing. And the last two swine flu outbreaks broke out at U.S. military bases. And this thing is... This is a giant psyop, and they're saying, you know, millions have it in the U.S., but, yeah, you're carrying a no-big-deal virus. There's thousands of flu viruses out there. And so what do you think is going on with this? What do you think the bigger story is?
Well, I think the bigger story is that if the World Health Organization is actually leading the charge on informing the public, not only in America but across the globe, and then now saying that they're no longer going to be requiring countries to report confirmed cases nor deaths, sounds to me like they're going to stop actually just tracking it on the larger level so that we can stay uninformed. Again, if it's, you know, does mutate or spread or death start to increase in South America, which they, you know, are suspecting, or other countries, how are we ever going to be able to track that information if they are not reporting?
No, I hear you. I'll, you know what, write a blurb and send it to writers@infowars.com. Thank you so much, Jason. Yeah, I mean, I've been meaning to spend more time on this whole flu situation. As I said back when it first broke out, that they were already really at level 5. They were going to go to level 6 within 96 hours, I believe the memo said. You can pull it up. It's on Infowars.com. And then it came out that we were telling you the truth, and it was a real document. I got it from an official, I'll just say that, public servant here in Austin. And then months later, yeah, they said, oh, yeah, we've really been at level 6. So that's going on. I said, either this is a giant hoax, or they could be doing the big one right now because they've been gearing up for mass culling, mass death. This is one of their models. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, it's going to get real bad and could kill millions in the fall when it's no big deal. Do they know it's going to mutate to something deadly? Usually mutates to something that's less harmful. Are they going to release something else that's similar? Is this their perfect cover for the collapsing economy in the fall and the global dictatorship being set up by the new Bank of the World? They've certainly got it in their fist of cards. They certainly could play that card.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
EJC.com would like to offer all listeners the Big Seed Deal. This amazing deal contains 35 different varieties of heirloom seeds that will provide you and your family healthy vegetables for years to come. These seeds contain no GMO and are not hybrids. You will receive seeds to grow tomatoes, carrots, beans, broccoli, cucumbers, peppers, onions, cabbage, lettuce, pumpkins, spinach, peas, wheatgrass, and much more. And the best part? You will receive almost 6,000 seeds that you can save and replant each season for only $79. This means that these vegetables will only cost you about one penny for each one you grow. And in this economy, saving money is always welcome, especially when it comes to our food supply. Order now and these seeds will be shipped to you absolutely free. To learn more and to place your order, visit EJC.com. That's the letter E, the letter J, seed.com. EJC.com. Order now.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ready to go for the third hour of this transmission. It's already Thursday, the 16th day of July, 2009. And for this hour and 5 minutes into the next hour, we have Wayne Paul, CPA and brother of Representative Dr. Ron Paul. And, of course, Wayne appears in the Obama deception, discusses the Social Security scam, the Federal Reserve, how the country is bankrupt and we are under emergency powers, and the security of the Treasury is really in control of the country, or how the Secretary of the Treasury is really in control of the country through the War Powers Act. In fact, let's play that scene of Wayne Paul in the Obama deception, then we're going to go right to Wayne Paul. Here it is.
1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed. Floor of the House, where three members of Congress were on the floor. At that time, they only needed a majority of votes to pass it. So in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed. 20 years later, 1933, under Roosevelt, the United States was declared bankrupt. And in 1933, the Federal Reserve private bank says, okay, USA, what are you going to pledge as collateral on the debt you owe me? What happened by 1936? Does anybody know? We instituted Social Security system and you and I and our children's children were pledged as collateral on the debt of our government to the Federal Reserve. Wow. And that's where we're at today. It took 20 years to make this country bankrupt, and since then, our government has operated under emergency powers of our government. It is not the president that makes the decision in this country. It's the Secretary of Treasury who turns around and is put in there by the Federal Reserve to manage the bankruptcy. We've been in bankruptcy ever since. So to print $700 billion and to give it away, how do they get away with it? The manager of the bankruptcy is told by the Federal Reserve this is the way to go. That's where we're at today.
Yes, we should point out Congressman Ron Paul now has a huge amount of sponsors for a bill in the House of Representatives to abolish the private Federal Reserve.
All right, here we go, folks. We're going to go ahead and go back now to our guest, Wayne Paul. Wayne, it's great to have you here with us today.
It's good to be on board.
Where are you joining us from today?
I'm in East Texas at my home is today.
Fantastic. Great to have you on with us. Wayne, there's so much to talk about, but let's begin with the issue you were just discussing, how this country was taken into receivership through fraud. Because these shysters, these rhinestone con artists, these flim-flam artists, they create all this out of nothing, and they basically buy up the world out of nothing, and so they want to create a debt black hole, a system to bankrupt the planet to then bring in their new world order, their new bank of the world, which they admit we're going to be paying our carbon taxes to. And you so eloquently broke that down, but can you further comment on that? Then we're going to go back to the beginning. I want to talk about you growing up with your brother outside Pittsburgh on a dairy farm and what formed a great family like yours, and then looking forward into some of the current things that are happening today.
Well, I think the most fascinating thing is the bill that's on the floor of the House now as it relates to audit the Fed. If somebody would have said to me 5 years ago that there would have been over 240 congressmen putting their name on the line to have the Federal Reserve Bank audited, I'd have never believed it. That alone tells you and I and your listeners that the understanding of how the Federal Reserve Bank works and what it does to turn around and confiscate our private property, it's an amazing feat, and I think that's something that'll be changing the world if we can get that accomplished.
Absolutely. You know, I love it when your brother's on television and they say, abolish the Federal Reserve, get rid of the income tax. How are we going to do that when we have to fund the government? And Ron Paul always says, this building behind me, the Capitol, was built for 100-plus years before we had this foreign banking takeover. Can you get into the nature of the Federal Reserve, the War Powers Act? You know, go back through what you talked about in that video clip, but in more detail. The nature of our rulers, and it is amazing that 5-10 years ago, almost no one knew it was a private run-for-profit criminal group. Now, it's a big national issue that nobody can audit it, that it says it's above the law. It won't tell Congress, Senator Sanders and others, and your brother, the Congressman Ron Paul, say, where's the money? Where'd it go? And Bernanke says, I'm not going to tell you. Everybody, even if they're dumbed down, knows fundamentally nobody's above the law. And they're asking, who are these private bankers that own everything and control the issuance of currency and credit? So break down kind of the history of this group for us, and then more on what is it like for you fighting them for decades to now see it, you know, really, really starting to be on the run, bleeding. I mean, it's a cornered rat.
I think the fascinating thing about that is if you go to the Federal Reserve Act that was passed in 1913, in that act and in the bill, if anybody's interested, go on the web under government and read that act, and they define that the green stuff we have in our pocket, it is defined as a Federal Reserve accounting unit dollar. Take the first letter of each one of those words, and what do you have? Federal Reserve accounting unit dollar. They told us in 1913 what they were doing, because those five letters spell fraud. So when you hear the vernacular that says fraud notes in your pocket, you understand where people got that name. And that was that having been created then, we're now at a point where printing dollars no longer can be sustained by the productivity of free enterprise. There's just too many dollars in circulation. And I think, as you say, uneducated or people that don't have the research done or haven't done their research understand when they go to the store and go to buy a loaf of bread, and it's now $2.50, and I used to buy a loaf of bread for 29 cents, something's wrong somewhere.
Well, it absolutely is. And now they're going to a whole new unit of a global SDR, where the central banks don't even have it backed up by the nation states or by the people paying the income tax into the private Federal Reserve. Now it's just SDRs that are above even the nation state currency. So we're already going to this global cashless society right now. It's just a mopping up process to get rid of the national currencies or to convert them into you may still be able to pay with cash, but there'll be a thumbprint or a face scan at the time of sale, fully bringing us into their control. And then economically, they can outlaw any underground economy and then socially engineer us and squeeze us and really get the control they want. But getting more into the fact that we are starting to draw blood on these people, we are in the fight, we have shaken them, we have rung their bell in this boxing match. You know, we've made them see Tweety Bird, as they say. And now the public's figuring out they're not invincible. They're not on Mount Olympus above us. What is that like for you after decades of fighting these people to see that starting to happen?
Well, I think the exciting thing for me is the fact that even though I've known this and studied it for 25 years, I think I'm reminded most of all in this past year of a young gentleman in our area who is a senior in high school. And for his passage of his senior year, he had to write his senior thesis. And he studied and wrote his thesis on the Federal Reserve System and how it operated. And for me, a young person age 17, having the knowledge that this fella has as to how it operates, got to be the most exciting thing. I look forward to the future only because I think, as Congressman Paul pointed out, it's the education process that really counts. And when we can see that in our young people, I can see light at the end of the tunnel that we're going to turn around and we're going to create a constitutional republic form of government, and it's going to take all of us, starting from the local city offices to the county to the state to the federal, but it will change because of knowledge.
And when we win, we're going to have a second renaissance in this country and appreciate it, because you don't really appreciate something until you've had to fight for it or until you've lost it and then fought for it and gotten it back.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm looking forward to that day, and I intend to be here when that day happens.
Well, so many times in history, tyrants and tyrannies collapse. I think Gandhi, to paraphrase him, said it looks like the dictator, the corrupt leaders are invincible, but then suddenly they just collapse. You got to just keep throwing the punches in there and not giving up, knowing we're going to bring it. That's like George Washington. When he finally won the war and they surrendered, he was stunned for several hours and didn't believe them, didn't understand after 7 years of fighting.
Right.
Stay there. Wayne Paul, always amazing. This is his maiden voyage on radio with us. Got a host of issues.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Under Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Under Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Under Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Under Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You can run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later,
I like the Texas Ranger credo, which is actually borrowed from one of the founding Texas Rangers. A man in the wrong can't stop a man in the right that keeps on a coming. And that's what we've got to do. Because these people mean business. We're fighting. Short segment right now, long one coming up. I wanted to get to some of the things that Wayne may never have talked about on air. first, then we'll get back into solutions and where this country's going, and his brother and the family, and now one of his nephews, Rand Paul, looks like is going to run for the Congress. But go back to your rural upbringing, your, you know, some stories about you and your brothers, about Ron, and about what it's been like for you. Well, how you woke up, how he woke up, or were you guys born awake, being born to, you know, hardworking farmers, dairy farmers, you know, all of you guys working from the time you were about, you know, 6, 7 years old. Were you guys born awake, or what was the process like? Let us into a window of the icon that is your brother, Dr. Ron Paul, and yourself, of course.
Okay. We were born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Small rural town, and my mother and father had a dairy milk processing and delivery business. It started out in the basement of our house, and my mom and dad worked 7 days a week to process bottled milk and deliver it. And we were always required on Sundays to go to church Sunday morning, and my dad took off enough time to go to church, but he worked 7 days a week up until I was in fifth grade. Now, I'm the youngest of five boys. Ron is the middle of the five of us. So we claim he's the spoiled one in the family because the two oldest ones paved the way for him. And then we were never allowed to do anything, but we always say Ron got away with all of it. I'm saying that because he can't rebut that on this radio show. So be careful. I might deny that later on. Anyway, my revelation into this knowledge started back in the early 70s, and it had to do with my representation of a taxpayer who, after I started to represent him, he ended up 6 weeks after I met him, passing away, and it was a direct result of the confrontation he had with the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh.
And I said to myself, if this is the way it is, I'm not going to ever do another tax return because something's not right in the system. So that was my awakening call, and that started my research, my documentation, and everything that I've learned from that point on has held me in better stead, made me better understand. And I think when people understand and learn, even if they can't do anything about it, they're better off morally, they're better off spiritually, and they're better off in their dealings with their fellow man. That makes all the difference in the world.
What woke your brother up? Tell us about Congressman Ron Paul, your brother.
Well, I think Ron's timing was the fact when he was in college and medical school and working, he always had spare time. And he got involved in research and study of Ludwig von Mises. And von Mises is the father of free enterprise Austrian economics. And there's a von Mises Institute that's in existence today that's extremely successful and continues to support free enterprise economics.
And it's headed up by Lou Rockwell.
That is correct. And it made a lot of sense to him, so he started to apply it not only in his professional life, but in his personal life, and was extremely successful in the implementation of free enterprise economics. And it was at that time that he started to formulate the idea that he needed to seek this to other people.
All right, stay there. Let's continue with this on the other side, and also talk about your saga. You've had quite a story as well, and then we'll open the phones up for Wayne Paul, brother of Congressman Dr. Ron Paul. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Jason Burmes will be here live this Sunday when I'm out of town. But he jumps on a big jet airplane and goes out to do interviews for his film, Invisible Enemies. That's what I'm off doing, is doing interviews for the next film. We're going to go back to Wayne Paul here in just a moment and your phone calls. But before we do that, speaking of the free market, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors we have that make this radio show possible. And I do believe in these sponsors. We only take sponsors that I believe in. I think they have great products. And one of them is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. That's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call toll-free, 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. And one other sponsor I wanted to let you know about is Home Gain. You can check out Max Little Orange Gorilla at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's a completely free site. It is advertiser-driven. It's a fabulous site. I've been around for more than 10 years. My favorite thing they have is the Home Sale Maximizer. You put in what type of house you have, the region it's in, the most inexpensive upgrades to do, the best resale, little things you can do, little tricks that really help get it sold for a higher price. They have the street view thing that's free as well. They have a free estimate. You type in your home address, you'll get a free estimate of your home's value from the internal system that the realtors are seeing. It's homegain.com, HOMEGAIN.com, homegain.com. Okay, going back to Wayne Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul's brother, finishing up with your upbringing. So your brother gets into the free market economics. He's a doctor. I guess he started getting involved with Barry Goldwater somehow. Tell us more about the inside scoop on your brother.
Well, I think his total goal and effort when he first decided to run for Congress was to educate people in understanding free enterprise economics. And he said to Carol, his wife, the first time he ran, he said, don't worry, Carol, I'm not going to win. I just want to get the message out. Well, the first time he didn't win. But she says, what are you going to do if you do win? Well, the next time he ran, he won. Now, when he first ran for Congress, back in the mid-70s, he had a platform, one-page platform he was running on, and it just so happens that my wife gave him his first contribution, and he sent her a thank you note, and the second page was his platform of what he was running on, which was basically free enterprise economics. But if you were to read that single page today, you would think he wrote it yesterday because he's never changed. And I think that's the most consistent thing that anybody can ever say as far as my brother's concerned, is he's never wavered from the truth and from the facts and from the Constitution. And he has just been amazing and steadfast in that, and I think people today now realize that.
And you judge a tree by its fruits. Do you remember any of the things on that one-page platform?
Well, I can't remember right off, except while I'm talking, we'll find it. Maybe my wife
can. Sure. Coming up after the next break, if you can, it's just very, very interesting history here. Now, as your brother has humbly and rightfully said, he is just an articulate, genteel, intelligent focal point. And 2 years ago, well, now a year and a half ago, at Bilderberg, our inside sources that have been proven to be very, very accurate said that they were worried not about Ron Paul winning during that campaign, but that they were worried about the movement, that the biggest movement now in high schools and universities wasn't the controlled left paradigm or the controlled right paradigm of the collectivist, but that people were now rediscovering the Bill of Rights Constitution and becoming free market constitutionalists, and that people were discovering the private Federal Reserve. And I think they had well-founded fears. Now here we are a year and a half later, and we've gone from almost, and I know I keep repeating this, no one knowing the Fed was private, being laughed at, to now the enemies had to come out in the open and go, okay, we're private, but we run things for your own good, and if you audit us, we'll cause a depression. Basically terrorism, economic terrorism. And we have open announcements of a new bank of the world we'll pay our carbon taxes to, and now for world government, and hundreds of articles a month pushing this on us, and nobody's buying it. All the things we talked about have come true and are happening. We're now at this key battle point in history that your brother talked about, that I talked about, that when the crisis came, when the bankers were imploding the world economy by design to bring in their system, that was a weak point for them. Their great moment of triumph, but also their weak point. If we point out, hey, the emperor's butt naked, this is a fraud, the emperor's new clothes, and now to really see it's so viral, this idea of liberty, I mean, this shows us we can have victory. This gives us hope. It shows people that had kind of given up, who had been fighting for decades like yourself, not saying you ever did, that none of this was done for naught. That the seeds we planted, that a lot of people ignored, are now sprouting in the minds of men and women everywhere. Can you speak to just the amazing revolution of liberty and freedom we're seeing?
Well, I have a book sitting in front of me that I continually to marvel and reread. It's called The History of Our National Debt, The Coming Battle. It's written by Lorraine and Paul Walters. And if somebody really wants to understand where we're at, if they read this history, it'll absolutely...
Yeah, didn't they republish that from an 1898 book and they wrote the foreword?
That is correct.
That's an excellent book.
It is so enlightening that it's worth the read by anybody interested in it. I keep reading it because I learn something new every time.
And for those that don't know, this was a guy going for, I read it 10 years ago when he republished it, in banking, who saw all this coming and said, we're being taken over by bankers 15 years before they did it.
Yeah, that's correct. In Ron's letter to my wife, he says, I want to cut spending, cut taxes, cut inflation. When I have honest money, I want to cut crime. I want to let people live in peace and security. And I want to get rid of government controls and regulations. And that was basically one sheet of paper that he wrote back in 1974 was the first time he ran. And his motto at that time was to say, put big government on a diet. And that was one of the first advertisements that he put out in mid-70s out of it. So,
speaking of your brother, let me ask you a question, Wayne Paul. I challenged him about 2 months before he announced for president privately on the phone when he was on as a guest, you know, during the break. I said, please run. You got to do it just to educate the public. You morally cannot say no. I know you don't want to fly around and do the thousands of speeches. I know you already have an exhausting schedule. I know you're a real statesman, but I said, you must run for president. And I said, I know you're going to get attacked if you don't win later. But I said, regardless, you'll educate a lot of people. And out of that big awakening, even bigger awakenings will happen. And he said, no, that's what a lot of other people are telling me, family and others. And he said, we'll see soon. And so many other people were talking to him. Behind the scenes, this is history, can you tell us what was going on, what the debates were, what the thoughts were on him running for president?
Well, I think it all boils down to whether the people were ready to hear the message in such a large arena as running for president. And I think he became amazed at the crowd, the numbers of people, the contributions he received, the effort that was put forth by people all over the country, the number of young people that came out and supported him. It actually, I think, blew him away and made him a very humble individual because he never expected it to be as big as it really was. So I think he was humbled by it. I think he was in awe by it. And I think every hour of every moment of every time he spent doing that, he is absolutely delighted to have done it, and I think it continues today with his Campaign for Liberty program that he's working on now.
Wayne, I want to talk more about the whole global picture with you and then take some calls, but some funny or interesting stories about your brother or your family, because people just love to hear them, that you've never told before or that you had never told on the radio before. Some interesting stuff about the young Ron Paul.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things that I think of is he used to work in a drugstore. So we called him the soda jerk of the day. And he would use a bicycle to go a mile, work, and then come home. And he always worked late in the evening, up till 10 o'clock, to close the store and then bike home. Well, he obviously had a ritual in his own mind as to how quickly he could get home, so he was always timing himself. But one evening he was coming home and going up the hill, and he was pumping so hard and so fast that he forgot to look in front of him, and he ran into a parked car. And that parked car demolished the front of his bike. But he picked up the bike and walked the other half mile to get home, and when he got home, his collarbone was sticking outside of his shirt. But
wow.
That's just the type of person he was. And he wanted to make sure nobody took his bike, so he dragged it home with him. But that's just the way he is, and most of the five of us are fairly competitive. My oldest brother has his PhD in mathematics. The next brother is a doctor of divinity. And, of course, Ron has three different degrees in medicine. My next brother has a doctor of divinity also. So I have a brother who's a Lutheran minister and one that's a Presbyterian minister.
So good quality salt of the earth. And you're a CPA, right?
That's correct. They wanted me to be an undertaker so that they could take care of everybody, bring them into the world, raise them, educate them, and I could bury them. But we decided that if I did that, I would have a monopoly on life, and the government wouldn't let me do it.
Just amazing stories hearing that. Some of the family background, is the family on both sides German, or where do the Pauls come from?
Well, my grandfather came to this country as a 12-year-old from Germany and came after his father came here before him. My mother was French Irish from Alsace-Lorraine, but I think it was the close-knit family and our Christian ties that really was a bulwark of our life. One of the other interesting things about my brother, and he still has it, when he first went to Congress, he bought a little Chevy Chevette to go from his apartment to Congress every day. And that Chevette was two doors, green. He still has it, by the way. But there's pictures out of that Chevette next to Tip O'Neill's limousine. And he obviously was proud of showing that in his congressional office or at home. So it was the interesting contrast between a very liberal individual spending your money and a very conservative just trying to represent you.
Absolutely. I want to take calls in the next segment, but shifting gears in the big picture. Eugenics. I know you study banking, the Federal Reserve, but the overall plans of the globalists. You told me you've seen the Obama deception that you're in. Give me your view on eugenics, the master plan, the type of people that are the collectivists and the type of societies they build. You know, really is an illustration of what the price is to pay if we that aren't parasites don't get things under control, we leave the world to these people.
Yes, and that's difficult to really discuss and talk about because it's in an area that, you know, I look at my life and our family's life, and as long as we stay the course and understand our responsibility, we believe that those types of things will get settled by a much higher power than us, and that it is just something that at this stage of our lives we have to talk about, learn about, and try to understand, but it's difficult to determine how we might fight it.
It's just incredible to really see the New World Order come out in the open and uncloak itself, but it's even more incredible to see the people rise against it. It's just so exciting.
Oh, I do. I think we live in the most exciting times of our life, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to to come back and take two quick segments of phone calls for Wayne Paul, and we'll give out any websites or any contact info or any books you think we should read, from your perspective. But I did want to bring up a little side issue of the attacks on your brother, and the video's finally out of it. I think he did very well getting past the guy and getting out of there. What do you think of that horrible Sasha Cohen Baron trying to set up your brother? Of course, it blew up in his face. Or are you even aware of that?
I am vaguely aware of it and saw a little bit of it. But I often sit back and admire my brother because he believes as long as you're telling the truth and as long as you're putting forth the right effort, those types of attacks won't last very long.
I kind of like seeing him get mad, though. For those that don't know, we haven't played it because we're not been given attention. I might, though. I mean, as the video's out now, Ron Paul almost pops him, and it looks like shoves him. He's like, get out of here! It's kind of like you tell a cow to get out of the middle of the road. Just incredible. But the media tried to demonize him for that.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
when
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
It seemed like yesterday, but it was long ago. Started this fight against the Federal Reserve. They even kidnapped congressmen's kids and killed them to try to shut it down. But here we are. You can feel the momentum shifting. No matter what events the private banks stage, no matter what scams they run, their days are numbered. The momentum has shifted against them, and they know their destruction, their defeat is inevitable. Let's take a few final calls here for Wayne Paul. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas, Steve, J.K., Philippe, and others. Ronnie, you're on the air with Wayne Paul. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Wayne Paul, you're number four for me. I'm so honored to speak to you. I spoke with, obviously, Dr. Paul and Carol and his other brother, Randy and Rand, and you. But I have a question for you and just a couple comments. But one, a photo that I saw while I was campaigning in Iowa for Dr. Paul was of Dr. Paul in a baseball uniform. And I wasn't sure if he either played pro baseball or just in college. Do you have...
That was a congressional baseball game that the Congress took on, I think it was the Washington Senators, and Ron got the Astros to send him a uniform. Cool. And oddly enough, in that bowl game, Ron hit a home run.
Well, thank you. Know, as you know, he's a founding father among us now, and I'm so
honored. The force is with him.
Yeah.
And my question, though, my major question, though, is, like you, sir, I know he is not in favor of, or I'm assuming like you, he's not in favor generally of people doing drugs. But Dr. Paul is more vehemently opposed to our own continually counterproductive war on pot smokers and hemp enthusiasts. So equating alcohol with THC is a lie, and alcohol is, you know, with the fetal alcohol syndrome, et cetera, it's a toxic poison, and THC is non-toxic medicine. So I'm wondering.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. Yeah, your comments on drug decriminalization, not legalization like Soros wants, decriminalization so that we don't spend all our time and energy locking up people that need treatment.
And I agree with that. I think Ron's belief and my belief are very similar in that, that is a moral issue, that is a personal choice of people. It doesn't mean that we condone it. It only means that we should help that individual so that those things do not become addictive and they do not start to control their life.
Well,
and that's the issue.
Look, areas of Europe have decriminalized heroin, and in some areas it's cut it by half. Everywhere it's gone down at least by 25%. People can pull those numbers up. There's different numbers per country, different cities, but it's all a massive decrease. And people stop robbing your house for your stereo and computer because the stuff is super cheap, and it's from a kind of government or city dispensary.
And probably 80% of those people behind bars in prisons would not be there if it wasn't for that.
Well, plus they admit our troops guard the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and it's up 9 times. I mean, they're shipping it in. I mean, of course the elites do that. We're talking about hundreds of billions a year of secret money they get to fractionally reserve loan out. Let's take one more call here right in this hour, and we'll come back in 5 more minutes. Steve in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. I'm a long-time listener, big-time fan. I got a comment, which will lead into a question for Mr. Paul there. My comment is about the H.R. 2454, the Climate Change Act that just got passed there in the States.
Yeah, it passed the House. It hadn't passed the Senate.
Yet, eh? That was actually one of my questions. If that does pass, I just want your listeners to know that there's a great video out there called The Great Global Warming Swindle. And it's available on YouTube and Google Video and all those places. And
yeah, it's free. It's incredible. It's called The Climatologist and Scientist. Thank you. I'm going to jump. Great points. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with Wayne Paul, Dr. Ron Paul's brother and an activist against tyranny as well. And I guess we can say chip off the old block because he is Ron's younger brother, one of his younger brothers. And we will we'll ask him about the global warming tax.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.